Okay, so let's just review briefly where we're holding now. We had the Mishnah on the Chesamid Beis, which brought down the halacha that Maisa Behema is supposed to be counted. Right, a Chod Shtayim Shalosh, and we had the halacha that you have to have one narrow doorway, all the Behema should go out. And the Mishnah brought down that it's important that it be a narrow doorway, so you shouldn't have it shouldn't be Mekulkel. More than one will go out at the same time. So right away in the Mishnah we had a problem that why Rashi pointed out that the whole issue was that maybe 9 and 10 will go out together. That was the beginning. We were aiming on. What do we care dafka about 9 and 10 more than any of the others? Rashi says that we're afraid that shelo yushlaim yichum otzis kechos. So Rashi says that if they'll go out, shem yotzu kechot yu tshiva asir mekukol. 9 and 10 will be mixed up. So we didn't understand that. Why is Rashi more worried about number 9 and 10 than 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? Manavshach. If the counting could be in double, in two at a time, in multiples, so it shouldn't make a difference. You could do 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. If that's the way you count it. If that's not a chasorin and minyan, that you identify them in pairs, so who cares what it is? Who cares if it's number 1 and 2, number 9 and 10? If you're going to tell me, in fact, that it's not accounting, because accounting requires, like Zev was saying last week, Shavit is mashma, separate minion, which I agree, that's the Pashat mashma is, has to be separate, individualized. If it has to be individualized, so then you have a problem with 1 and 2, not after 9 and 10. That was a problem we had right away in the Mishnah. The Mishnah then said that you're not allowed to take 100 and then take 10 out. Just like you're not allowed to take 10 and take 1 out. You have to actually go through the process of minyan. And that the Mishnah brought down a machleke. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda said that it is chal. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda says the ma'aseh works. That was basically the halacha of the Mishnah. And then the Mishnah gave us the halacha of kafat sechem and amnuyim, which we already had many times in the Gemara, that if one of the ones that were counted already jumps in, they're all potter, because once it's counted, it's potter. That was the Gemara. Now, we went through the Omid, the Gemara went back and forth on the counting process, and the Gemara then said, where did Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda get his halacha? My time with Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. So if you look, the Gemara brings down several kabbalas ben Gamla. Well, the Megamla says, "V'nechshav l'chem trumasrim." Right, that's what he says. "V'nechshav l'chem trumasrim." So the top of Nun Tes Amud Aleph, he learns out from there that there's a comparison to Shtei Trumas Hakasa Medaber, Truma Gedolah, and Trumas Ma'aser, and Kishem Shtei Truma Gedolah Nitanes Boimed Umachshav Af Trumas Ma'aser Nitanes Boimed Umachshav. Basically, he learns Ma'aser Behema from Ma'aser Dagon, and just like by Ma'aser Dagon, you could do it ba'omer b'machshava, by assessing it and doing it in your mind. So too by ma'aseh behema you could do it. Ma'aseh dogon nitu ba'omer b'machshava, ma'aseh behema nitu ba'omer b'machshava. That was that. So there we had a machlekes from Chazanish and others. Chazanish said that really even the Chachamim agree that you could do b'machshava. Chachamim also agree you could do b'machshava. Meaning the Chachamim don't require peh. By Ma'aseh Behema, which is a debate in Achronim, but the Chazon Ish, which we went through last week, he says, "Koint Chacham, you don't have to count. Bepeh. Counting is a mental counting. 1, 2, 3, 4. You don't do the bepeh. So really, Ma'aseh Behema has a very, very low threshold of a requirement of counting. L'chatchila is supposed to be with a door and with a stick and with a paint and with the ganze Ma'aseh." But that's all elaborate. That's if you want to do the elaborate approach. But minimally, you just have to count it. And the Brisa said, Monam, Revutzim, Oimdim, you could count it when they're standing, when they're sitting. And the Chazon Ish says, even mentally. So really, the Chazon Ish points out, if that's the case, there's not much of a machlekes between Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda says, you can't take 1 out of 10. Well, how are you getting 1 out of 10? That means mentally you counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8, 10, and you took 1 out. Right? So what are Chacham arguing? In other words, The Chachamim agree, you don't have to go through the process, b'di'evet. B'di'evet, if you just did, you did 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8, 9, 10, without taking them out the door, where, nothing elaborate. You walked into the corral, and you went 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8, 9, 10, works according to the Chacham. Chazanish says, not only does it work, it works even b'machshav. You don't have to even say it with your mouth. So what are you doing, basically? You're doing a mental counting. And then, mentally, you're being makdish number 10. Without any process. And what is the basis where you don't? He holds you allowed to take 1 out of 10. How do you get 1 out of 10? It means mentally you counted. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, you figured it out that you have 10 here. And you're taking 1 out. So where's the debate? Where's the dispute? So Chazon Ish narrows it down to, and this is what we spent a lot of time last week, basically, according to Reza Yehuda, you don't have to concentrate much on it. He says you can do it very quickly in your mind without really registering 1, 2, 3, 4. It's just like almost like a fleeting thought. You just go, yeah, there's 10 here. You look, even saying there's 10 here means in your mind you went through 10, but you didn't really do it, you didn't absorb it. That was, if you look at the Chazon Ish, I don't know if the Olam still has the Chazon Ish, but that was the Chazon Ish's lashon. After all, we have an extra from last week? Chazon Ish? Oh, yeah? So, that was the Chazon Ish's, thank you. That was the Chazon Ish's lashon. He said that that the difference really is, he says, Afal Gav, the Oymid Leishav, Fizev, Shedemir, Zimir, Beloy, Lach, the Ein Zemais, doesn't work. So then what's the difference? So he says, since he did it very fast, it didn't register in his mind, even though obviously there was a first and a last. He went through 1, 2, 3, 7, 9, 10, but he didn't really register. He says, therefore, even though he did echad echad, because that's how arithmetic works. By arithmetic, if you have 10, there's a first and there's a last. So it happened. But it happened so fast, says the Chazon Ish, Shaloi Kova Beliboy, Memeloi Mikri Monon Echad Echad, or Mikri Minyan Shalasah. So it comes out, like I said, I can't even properly explain to you the Chazon Ish. I can't properly explain to you the Chazon Ish, but that's what he says. I said I can't. I didn't say you can't. I said I can't explain to you the Chazon Ish in a way that I'm satisfied to explain it. But even if we would understand it, the gap between Rabbi Yosi by Yehuda and the Chachamim is very, very small. That means the Chachamim only have to register 1, 2, 3, 4. According to Rabbi Yosi, you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 9, 10. Everything's going on in your mind. It's more of a process. More of a process, according to the Chachamim. Look at it like if you do it fast and it's not really registering, that's number 1, that's number 2, that's number 3. So it's more like you just did 10. That's the problem. That's the way he says. Fine. Where do they get that from? Where do the Chachamim get that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 9, 10 is good? From the same place where basically he gets it. And that's what we were schwitzing on last week, and we had no mahalach. So then they're both really, whatever the machloikis is, it's almost like a svar besvar ifligu. Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda holds going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 9, 10 is good enough. That's good enough for Ma'aseh Behemah. You need to count, says the Chazon Ish. If according to Rabbi Yosi, you didn't count, don't work. You needed to count, but it doesn't have to register properly. And according to Chachamim, it's got to register properly. Okay, so whatever that machlokes is, that's not based on psukim. And if it's based on psukim, it's not based on oymid machshava of Trumas Meiser. Meaning, the same place where Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda learns out that you could do b'machshava, the Chachamim also learn out b'machshava. In fact, some of the Rishonim say that. That according to Chachamim, it's good b'machshava, just like Trumas Meiser is chaz b'machshava. So actually, Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda Chachamim hold very, very, have a very similar shita. And the source of Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda is very similar to the source of the Chacham. Same source, really. Just somehow. And if there is a machlokes, and this is what I was trying to drill in last week, if there is a machlokes of Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Chachamim, it's more in Kosh Yabatech Sashevet. It's not in the Maisa. It's not in the Hekesh from Maisa Dog and the Maisa Behema. They both compare Maisa Dog and the Maisa Behema. And they both say that just like Maisa Dog and works Machshava, Maisa Behema works Machshava. So really, they're on the same page that we compare Maisa Behema to Maisa Dog and. They're on the same page that Maisa Dog and is Chalba Machshava, Maisa Behema is Chalba Machshava. I'm going like the Chaz Nisha Shita. They're on the same page that you need to count. The difference in the pages are how much of accounting do you need? So that's what I was telling Zev last week. The machloikis is l'choyre in the kol ha-shigavar tachas ha-shevet machloikis. How much of accounting do you need? So why does the Gemara say my time of the B'yasi by Yehuda, the Gemara goes to Maisa Behema? The Chachamim agree to that too. That's the Gemara. The Gemara, if anything, the Gemara should say my time of the Rabbanim. And the Gemara should bring where the Rabbanim learn from. And if the Gemara, and that's one thing. And if the Gemara holds that the Chachamim's drasha is really Parshat, right, even though the way the Chaz Nisha has explained the Chacham, I don't see how you could say that that's Parshat. But if the Gemara assumed that that's Parshat, so why didn't the Gemara then say, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, kol asher yavar tachas ha-shevet my ovid lay? That's the question. The question is not comparing Maisa Behemet to Maisa Dagon. They both do that. They both do that. And they both agree that you need minyan. And they both agree that it works for machshava. The machlokes is how good of a minyan do you need? Okay? If that's the machlokes, how good of a minyan do you need? So then that machlokes has nothing to do with Maiser Dagon. That machlokes is how to learn the din of Asiri Yer Kodesh. So the Gemara's focus should be on the Pasuk HaShayavotach HaShevet, not Maiser Dagon. That's my problem. Not my Sedogah. That's what bothers me. I feel the Bipshutoi, the Gemara's focus is misplaced. Because the Gemara is asking and focusing on Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. And the Gemara is saying Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda gets it from my Sedogah. And the Chachamim hold of that too. And that's why they hold it could be B'machshava. And that's why they hold that you make the same heck, that they agree to the heckish. All the other halachas we learned from Maisa Dagon, Chodesh Al Yoshan, all the things that are learned out of the heckish, the Chachamim agree to Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. So clearly that's not the machlekes. Machlekes is whether it's called counting. Okay? Without the Chaznish, maybe we could have said, according to Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, you don't need counting at all. Fine. Chaznish is saying, no, you need counting. But the machlekes is what's called counting for Maisa Behemah. So, where do we go with this? That's the problem. That's the big problem. Okay. Now the Gemara continues here in the test. The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Asiri Kodesh Mehilov." And here we also had a major problem. Minole the Rav and the Imle Mahatanya, meaning the tenth one is Kodesh on its own. It's Chal on its own. The Kedusha is Chal on its own. And the Gemara says, "How does he know this from?" How does he know it? If you're going to tell me, how do you even know you didn't say the words Asiri, it works? Maybe you have to say the words Kodesh. Ella, maybe from the fact that we know that the halach is if you call the ninth one Asiri. So you see, the tenth one is Kodesh. Shani Yasam Divra Asiri. Okay, but over there, at least he walked out. Number 10 walked out. So it got designated. It got designated by the process. How does Rava know that if number 10 never got identified? The Bryce is talking about a case where you called number 9, number 10, and then number 10 actually walked out. Fine. So it did get identified as number 10 because it followed the first 9. So it got identified. How do you know if it didn't get identified at all? Says the Gemara, Nine of them go out, and then the tenth one got kodesh. Meis asiri bedir. Hatshi nechal b'mumay v'kulam b'turim. My time of kulam b'turim. Why mishum b'kodesh le'asiri? Now this is very strange. The Gemara says, isn't it? Here we have a good case. You counted nine, number 10 died, and we say the nine are good, even though you never makdish number 10. What do you mean? We had that in the Mishnah. That's minyan aroy. That's minyan aroy. That's automatic. Every animal that you count as it goes out of the deer becomes potter from Ma'aser Behemah. What's the Gemara's question even? What's the whole Gemara's question? The Gemara says, oh, I know where Rava got his raya from. He got his raya from the Braise. The Braise says that if you counted nine and number 10 didn't come out, it died, the nine are okay. What do you mean? That's minyan aroy. That's our Mishnah. What I'm saying is, what's the Gemara? It's true, the Gemara says that at the end, like as though it's like an option, says the Gemara. The Dilma, the Iftaru, the minyan aroy. Maybe it's because of minyan aroy. Maybe the reason why. What do you mean, maybe? That's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that if you count 1, 2, 3, and the number 3 jumps in, not only is 1, 2, 3 potter, but all of the rest in the corral are potter, because one of the three outside jumped in. What I'm trying to say is, what's the Gemara thinking? What's Mekaramike's other? Mekaramike's other. The Gemara is saying, oh, here we have a case, 1, 2, 3, 7, 8, 9, and the 10th one died. The 9 are okay. Of course the 9 are okay. That's the din of our Mishnah. The Gemara knew the din of our Mishnah.
That's only
intended to come out. No, the din of our Mishnah is, it's over. In the din of our Mishnah, it's over. Zev, you said the same thing last week. I can't believe the whole week went by and nothing changed. What? When you counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, at all of those, number 10 could have come out. Now number 10 died. I hope you're not telling me that when you count 1, 2, 3, and one of them jumps in, it's only potter as long as all of them stay alive for the rest of their, for the Adbias Gil Tzedek? Or once you counted 1, 2, 3, and at that moment, it was right to have a number 10, they're potter forever.
Right.
What's right?
Yeah, because
at the time of the counting.
Right.
So what are you talking about then? So I counted 1, 2, 3, and there were 10 healthy cows. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and I got to number 9. When number 9, number 10 was still gesund. And then I took a lunch break and number 10 got a heart attack. What are you saying? I don't get what you're saying. Why aren't the 9 potters minyan aroy? You tell me minyan aroy only works if all the animals live at Neiv Esrim Shana? Of course not. So what am I? And I asked you the same question last week. Next week you're not going to do it. What? I counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. At that point they were all healthy. And now, no, I agree with you that once number 10 dies, anything that's counted after number 10 dies is not, it's not minyan aroy. The definition of minyan aroy is that when I'm counting it, it's roy to go to number 10. I agree with that 100%. But it was. And that's why the Gemara is saying it's not a potter, minyan aroy. The Gemara makes it like, oh, maybe we could be doicher, minyan aroy poiter. Maybe it's not because of Asiri Kodesh. What do you mean, maybe? That's in fact what it is. Number 1 walks out, it's potter. It can never become chayiv in Ma'aser Behemah again. It was minyan aroy. Number 2 walks out, same thing. What's the Gemara? What in the world is going on in the Gemara? The Gemara learned our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said minyan aroy is potter. And Adagmar gives us an example of minyan aroy. And he once says, oh, this is a raya to Rava. The Asiri Me'el of Kodesh, the 10th one became holy on its own. The Gemara says, no, Dilma, maybe that's working with a new Lumdus, Minyan Aroi. Maybe. That is it. In fact, this is what we're trying to understand. Why do you ever have to come out to Asiri Me'el of Kodesh? Why do you ever have to come out to Asiri Me'el of Kodesh? The 9 Apotals, Minyan Aroi. The 9 are part of the way number 3 was putter. The way number 1 was putter. Number 1 walks out, it's putter. You count number 1. 1 walks out, putter. Now if that one jumps back in, everybody's putter. Because the 1 infected its putter on the whole corral. So what I'm asking you is like this. Why does one ever have to come on to Asiri Me'el of Neskanish? Why do you ever need it? You never need it. You never need it. Now, the only, again, the L'chayre, until we come to our Gemara, the only thing that's Negev to Asiri Me'el of Neskadish is relationship to number 10. Relationship to 9, they're potter from any future action because they became potter as you counted them. 1, 2, 3, they became potter. The only thing that's negeya, Asiri Me'el of Kodesh, is only negeya to one halacha, the way I would see it, is that number 10 has kedusha. Meaning, without Rava coming in and telling us, Asiri Me'el of Kodesh, right, I would say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8, 9, okay, and now, you didn't do anything with number 10. And now, you didn't count at nothing. And now number 10 goes and jumps into another corral. So I would say, oh, now you could start with that corral. Now it's part of the other corral. No, Asiri Me'el of Kodesh. The 10th one is already Ma'aseh Behemoth. It's done. That, L'chayre, that's the only Chiddush of Asiri Me'el of Kodesh. Yeah. The Gemara is saying, Koral Chi Asiri, Umeis Asiri Bedir, Hachi Necha V'kulam Pturim. The Gemara says, my timer, I'm going this part of the Gemara, my timer, Lav Mishum, the Kodesh Lay Asiri. Which means, number 10 is already Ma'aseh Behemoth. And now it died. It's like Ma'aseh Behemoth that died. It's Kotshim Shemesu. Forget the Rambam for a moment. I'm talking about how the Gemara is reading it at this point. At this point, the Gemara is reading Meis Asiri Bedir. The Gemara says, why are the 9 okay? Lav Mishum. The Asiri Me'el of Neskadish. So on that side of the Gemara, what does it mean? Number 10 is already Ma'aseh Behemoth. And now it's like a Ma'aseh Behemoth that died. What would be if you were Mafish Ma'aseh Behemoth and Ma'aseh Behemoth dies? The other 9 are still Chut. Right? If you did, you went through the whole process. And then Ma'aseh Behemoth died. The 9 don't lose their status. The 9 are still Chut. So the Gemara is saying, probably Rav Mishum the Asiri Me'el of Neskadish. Why is the Gemara saying Rav Mishum the Asiri Me'el of Neskadish? No, it has nothing to do with Asiri Me'el of Neskadish. It has to do with Minyan Aroi. And the Gemara only uses that as a dichoy. It says the Gemara, the Dilma, if there will be Minyan Aroi, maybe. To Amar Rav a Minyan Aroi pointer. Right? So the Lecha Mishnah comes and the Lecha Mishnah says, in fact, the way we paskin that Asiri Me'el of Neskadish, the first 9 are not potter because of Minyan Aroi. They're potter because Asiri Me'el of Neskadish. That's what he wants to say. Right? But the whole thing is Merafis Igra. Rava as an Amoira was Mechadish, Asiri Me'el of Neskadish. That's Rava's Chiddush. Which the Gemara debates. Minyan Aroi is a Stam Mishnah. There's no machlokes about that. Minyan Aroi is not a debatable issue. Minyan Aroi is Potter. Minyan Roy is Potter. So Rav's member of Asiri Me'el of the Scottish has nothing to do with Minyan Roy Potter. Minyan Roy Potter is no matter what. That's not debatable. And therefore, all I'm telling you, Rabbi Yisrael, is what I think is almost out of base, which is that we only need Rava. We only need Rava in relationship to Asiri. In relationship to the nine, Rava's din is not relevant. They're Potter anyway. They're Potter because if Rava never told us his halacha of Asiri Me'el of Niskadish, we would still say, Minyan Roy Potter. We would say the first line of Potter regardless. So we don't need Rav for that. So all I'm telling you is one thing. The only thing that Rav could possibly be teaching us is in relationship to number 10. Because that we don't see from the Mishnah anything about that. All we see from the Mishnah is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 have Kedusha. Have a Ptur. But that number 10 has Kedusha on its own, we don't know that. So Rava comes and says, I have a Chiddush to tell you. Number 10, Kedush Me'elov. 10 has its own Kedush. Me'elov. Me'elov Niskash. That's what Rava tells us. Number 10 has Kedusha on its own. That's Rava's Eftar. It's like Rava. So the Gemara, what I'm telling you is that Rava's only needed to tell us that number 10 has Kedusha. Rav is not needed to tell us the first nine are okay. The first nine are okay because they were okay before Rav got here. And they were okay before there was even a number 10 altogether. Like Zev, like you were saying, it just has to be able to be a number 10. And they were already okay. They got exempted by the fact that there could be a number 10. Not because there is a number 10. But yet, when we go through our sugya, we see that the Gemara seems to be holding on to two things. The Gemara seems to be saying, well, we really have two options. We can either say it's Potter because Minyan Aroi, or we could say it's Potter because Asiri Me'el of Kodesh. I don't know where you're going with that. There's no either or. It's already Potter. It's already Potter. The only one that I could see us sitting down and having a pilpul about is number 9. Here I could see us having a pilpul. If you want to have a pilpul, we could talk about number 9, if you'd like. Because we could say, well, number 9, when does it become Minyan Aroi? When you say number 9. And when does the 10th one get Kedusha on its own? When you say number 9. So maybe over there you could say it simultaneously. And there you have an option. You could either say, well, it became potted by number 10. Or it became potted by number 9. I would still argue, and I think it's a sound argument, that number 9 is Potter because Minyan Aroi. Because number 10 only becomes number 10 at the conclusion of number 9 being number 9. It's the identity of number 9 that makes number 10 number 10. So, and the identity by definition makes it Potter from Isa Bain. So even number 9 I don't hear it. Even on number 9, I don't hear that number 10 is pottering number 9. Number 9 is potter because Minyan Aroi.
But the difference is if I were taking inventory, say it's in the middle of June somewhere, and I'm saying, you know what, I want to count up how many behaviors I have. 1, 2, 3, 4, I get to 10. Is that Maisa Behemoth? No. Because you have to be that to focus on Maisa Behemoth to have number 10.
Agreed. Are you talking about our case where you're counting 1, 2, 3? So here you're counting it from Isa Behem. So why are you going to inventory? Why are you going to inventory? That's not what we're talking about.
Exactly, because if you were doing Mamish inventory, if it's a process of counting,
then it's not Minyan Aroi and it's not Asir Me'el of Kodesh. It's neither.
It's nothing, right?
Okay, so what do you... We are... Zev, we're trying to understand what does Asir Me'el of Kodesh add to Minyan Aroi? Both of them are not talking about inventory checking. Both of them are talking about somebody who's counting L'shei Ma'aser Behemah.
So that he ultimately gets to a number 10
for Ma'aser Behemah. So it's not an inventory checking. Inventory checking doesn't create minyanoi. Okay, so we're not talking about inventory checking. We're talking about somebody who's counting for Maaser Behema. In that process, as you count, one becomes potter, two potter, three potter. Correct?
What if he now has nine and is correct? He counts one, two, three.
That doesn't work. Doesn't work. And if he only has nine, in his corral, number 10 won't zichah not become kaddish because it's a ghost. So it's not going to become kaddish. So lemaiser, we're talking about a case where there are 10 healthy behemoths in his corral. One second. He took an inventory check. Okay. So now you got your inventory check. Either that's the reason, or if you don't want an inventory check. He walked into his corral and he saw there's 1,000 behemoths. He doesn't have to know this. He doesn't have to know there's 10 behemoths. The average deer had 1,000 behemoths. He knows there's 10 behemoths.
How do you know it's 1,000 behemoths? You look.
You see, there's anywhere between there's anywhere between 900 and 1,500 behemoths. I'm in the farming business for many years. I know that there's more than 10 animals here. Who's talking about the Chazon Ish? We're not talking about the Chazon Ish now. Right now we're talking about Rava. We're way past the Chazon Ish now. Right now we're talking about Rava. Rava came and Rava said that if you count one, two, three for the purposes of Maaser Behema, not for the purposes of inventory, for the purposes of Maaser Behema, you count one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, and you get to number 10. Even though you didn't say 10, it becomes Kodesh on its own. Even though you didn't get to number 10. You just got through number 9. The 10th one becomes Kodesh on its own. That's Rav. The Gemara now says, if that's the case, the first 9, Apotter. The Gemara says, we'll prove you Rav is din. Because there's a Brisa that says clearly, if you count 1, 2, 3, you get to number 10, and you never counted number 10, and then number 10 dies, the 9 are potter. The Gemara says, oh, as a riot to Rava, it must be Asiri Meil of Kodesh. So we're asking a simple question. That's potter anyway. That's the din of our Mishnah. That when you're counting for the purposes of Maaser Behema, 1, 2, 3, as you count, each one becomes potter for Maaser Behema. Even if you never count past 3, as long as you were able to count to 10, the first 3 are potter from Maaser Behema forever. So what's the Gemara's Hava Amina to bring a riot to Rava's din? They're potter anyway. That's our question. So I don't see what you're saying, Lagabi, that. Now, on top of that, we're scrutinizing Rava's din and we're saying, Rava's really only needed... He's only needed after we learn our Mishnah. Rava is only needed because we have a Mishnah here and we have a member of Rava. Both Rava and our Mishnah are talking about a case which is a duplicate. You have 10 animals. You're counting for the purposes of Maaser Behema. Okay? 1, 2, 3. Our Mishnah already established that if for whatever reason you don't finish counting, the ones that you already counted are regardless potter from Maaser Behema by the mere fact that the counting was done in a way that it could have concluded. So that means minyan potter. When you count, one, it's potter, two, it's potter. Okay, so when Rava comes and he says, I have a chiddush to say, even if there was a mishap or whatever, number 10 never was counted, it doesn't matter. Once you completed 9, number 10 is already chiddush. So what I'm saying is like this. Without our sugya, we could have said, Rava's telling you two chidushim. Number one, the first 9 are okay. You don't have to worry about them. Number 2, the 10th, is Maaser Behema. You have to worry about that. It's Maaser Behema. Two things he's telling us. A kula and a chumra. Let's put it, it's not perfectly that way, but this is the easiest way to describe it. Rava's telling us a kula and a chumra. His kula, the first 9 are potter. His chumra, number 10 is Maaser Behema already. Mm-hmm. Like you said, if the animal dies, it's like Kotshim Shemesim. Okay, now, what I'm saying is like this. Part one, I don't need Rava to tell me. That's what I'm trying to explain. Part one, I don't need Rava to tell me, because I already have our Mishnah. Mishnah b'chayis dafnun chesam and beis. Kafatzechem and amniyin l'seichem kulim p'turin. As long as you're counting, one, two, three, everyone that you count becomes immediately potter from any potential further obligations, because it could have been completed, even though it wasn't. Okay. So I don't need Rava to tell me, Asir Me'el of Kodesh, to tell me the Kula. The only thing Rava is telling me is a Chumrah. That's the only thing he's telling me. Okay? That's the only thing he's telling me. So what I'm saying is that when the Braisa comes and the Braisa says that number 10 died, the rest are Potter, obviously the Potter. Nothing to do with Rava. The Potter because of our Mishnah. What? That's a different issue. That has nothing to do with Rava either. That has zero to do with Rava either. That's a different issue. Why is number 9 number 9? That's a different issue. That means there's a special pasuk that we learned that if you call number 9, it's number 9. That's nothing to do with Rava either. But that's not what the Gemara is discussing. The Gemara is discussing not why is number 9 number 9. The Gemara is discussing why are the others potter. The ninth one actually have a problem with because you called it 10. Actually, it's only Necha B'mumai. Number 10, number 9 is not even actually, there's a Xeris HaKosov, nothing to do with Rava, nothing to do with anybody. There's a Xeris HaKosov that if you go to number 9 and you call it number 10, it has a Kedusha. Doesn't have to be Minyan Arayin. There's a Xeris HaKosov that number 9, if you call it number 10, remains number 9 and gets partial Kedusha. That's Xeris HaKosov. Whether you hold a Rav or not, that's Xeris HaKosov. Period. So what are you saying? No, they're not. Number 9 is only eaten by Mumay. It's not. Not part of a Minyan Arayin. Number 9 has Kedusha's Meiser. 1 through 8, and number 9 has its own halacha. If you call number 9, number 10, it's Nechab and Mumay. But what I'm trying to say is, the condition of number 9 is dictated by the special Xeris HaKosov. Has nothing to do with Rav's Chiddush either. All I'm doing here is trying to siphon through what really is Rav telling us. And what I'm saying is, that if you analyze it, Rav can only be telling us one thing. And that's the relationship of number 10. Because in relationship to 1 through 9, we already know. Or if Yankov, for Yankov's point, 1 through 8, we already know. And number 9, we know from the Pasuk. So we know that. That's taken care of. Now, we have to know what's the story of number 10. And the Braisa doesn't even talk about number 10. The Braisa doesn't even say that number 10 is number 10. The Braisa just says the rest are potter. The Gemara is saying, well, why are the first 10 potter? The first 9 or 8 potter? The Gemara says, you know why they're potter? Well, number 1 through 8 is potter because it's Asiri male of this Kaddish. Number 9 is not potter because there's a Xeris HaKosov, you have to treat it as Kachin. That's a separate Xeris HaKosov. But 1 through 8 is potter, is Chulin, because that's the big question mark, why? And the answer should be because Minyan Aroi, obviously. Number 9 has its own halacha because you called it number 10. So you have to open up a Shulchan Aruch, what's number 9's halacha? And number 10 died. So Gemara is saying, well, it must be that number 10 got Kodesh, and that's why 1 through 8 are total chulin. The Gemara says, well, maybe 1 through 8 are potter because of Minyan Aroi. What do you mean, maybe? It's not maybe. And the Lecha Mishnah says, yeah, that's if you don't hold like Rav. That's only if that's the, because he's trying to explain the Rambam, that the Rambam says, it's Me'el of Niskadish. And why does he bring down the Indian? Well, there's two Rambams, but the Lecha Mishnah basically says that there's two ways to potter the first 9 when the 10th one dies. Either because Minyan Aroi, or it's Asiri Me'el of Kodesh. So really, it depends what we hold. The Gemara uses Minyan Aroi because the Gemara is trying to knock off Rava. Okay? But if you don't hold of Rava, if we hold of Rava, then it's Potter because Asiri, because the tenth one is Kodesh. Right? What do you mean? It's not up to you. Rava doesn't argue with Minyan Haroi. Minyan Haroi is not debatable. Minyan Haroi is the fact. So much so that really Minyan Haroi, if you scrutinize it, Minyan Haroi really rewrites how Maisa Behema works. Because until we got to our Mishnah that Minyan Haroi is enough, I would learn number one, Tevel, number two, Tevel, number three, Tevel, number four, Tevel, right? Then when you get to number 10, that's Afrosha. And now the nine become Mutter. But our Mishnah says, no, that's not the way it works. Number one, Chulin. Number two, Chulin. That's our Mishnah. That's not Rava. That's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, number one, Chulin. Number two, Chulin. Number three, Chulin. Irrelevant of what happens from here on. Okay?
But then the Mishnah is saying then that...
So all I'm saying is that after we learn our Mishnah, it really becomes a whole new understanding, L'chaira, how Maisa Behema works. Till we learn our Mishnah, we would have learned. In other words, I would have learned, if not for our Mishnah, I would have learned the opposite. I would have learned, you know what? There's no tevel like Rashi says by Maisa Behema. You're allowed to use the animals without being mafishma. You're not over in this. But once you count, one, two, three, now you really got a tevel issue here. Because now you got one, okay, that's tevel, Maisa. Two, that's tevel, Maisa. Three, that's tevel, Maisa. Then you get to number nine. Now you got nine tevel behemoths. Now you do number 10. It's matter the nine. But our Mishnah says no. Our Mishnah says one is roy to count until number 10. Potter. Chulin. Chulin. Chulin means you never have to revisit its obligation for Maisa Behemoth. It's been exempt from any future obligations.
So you never have to give Maisa Behemoth.
Never. That's my question. The fact is, and that's what I asked last week. The fact is that after we learn our Mishnah, L'chaira, if a guy decides he doesn't want to give Maisa Behemoth, so he has an Eitzah, counts the nine and stops. And that's true. That's true. It's true. He doesn't even have to do that. He cannot count B'chlal. He cannot count at all. The only thing is, if he's like a Litvak, a Nisht Erlich Litvak, so he wants in Lumbus, all of his animals should be potter from Eisabam. Count the nine, and then they're potter from Eisabam, and use them. What? No! To count to number eight. To eight. You're right. Yeah. No, and then that's it. And stop that. And then take all the animals, put them, let them go out now. Open the door of the corral. Let them all go. And then, when you needed more animals, put them into a deer again. And count eight again. And put them into. That way I'm a good Litvak. I could say, I never eat something that's not putter from my sabay. You can come to my home, it's kosher l'mahad.
You have to count it all.
That's why I said, it's not much of an accomplishment, but it is a little accomplishment because the Chachamim obligated you certain times of the year not to eat without being mafresh ma'aser. So here I got a way that I can schwindel. Basically, I could schwindel, just like the guy who takes the truma without putting it through the front door. Right, that they used to bring it there, Chaliyas, V'kafifas, to make a book. But L'chaira, our Mishnah is giving us a new understanding of how Maisa Behema works. Maisa Behema does not work with that number 10 potters the 9. Rather, they self-potter each other. The process potters it. Not the afresh of number 10 potters it. The process potters it. One patterns it, two. It's a process makes it put. And the only thing is, through the process, you have Kedusha to number 10. Right? So Rav is coming and saying, you know what? It's true, but the process doesn't need to go through number 10. If the process goes through number 9, number 10 self-processes. That's what we're saying. So the way, once we have our Mishnah, we have a very limited area for Rava to be creative. He has very limited creativity. Because if he's trying to tell me that the first nine are part of those faces, that's our Mishnah. Rava doesn't have a, if Rava wants to be a big Mechadish, he has not much to be Mechadish here. He has one area to be Mechadish. Number 10 is Kodesh on its own. So if that's the case, when the Gemara is searching for a Raya for Rava, the Gemara can only look for a place where there's some halacha relevant to number 10. Because the halacha of 1 through 9 we knew before Rava came here. That's what I'm telling you. Before Rava came, we knew that halacha. So why in the world is the Gemara going to a Braisa that pretty much repeats our Mishnah? You could have gone to our Mishnah too. What's the Gemara going to a Braisa? The Braisa says nothing more than the Mishnah. That's what I'm trying to say. And then the Gemara makes it out like it's, oh yeah, attack, it's a chap. Could be that's working with Minyan Ahoy. Could be. That's what it is. It's the ultimate Minyan Ahoy. It's a Minyan Ahoy where your mom is counted all nine. It's a Pella. It's Mamish Pella. And the Lecha Mishnah is counted, for sure. The Lecha Mishnah is saying that in fact, Aliba the Emes, this is what the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying. 1 through 9 depends on how you learn why you're going to say that Potter. If you hold of Rava, then you'll say it's Potter because I see male of Niskatch. And if you don't hold like Rava, then you'll say Minyan Aroi. What do you mean? If Rava holds of Minyan, nobody argues Minyan Aroi, that's our Mishnah. There's no dispute about Minyan Aroi. Minyan Aroi is our Mishnah. What do you mean if? If you hold like Rava, then the reason why the first line up Potter is because I see you male of the Scottish. No! Rava also holds a Minyan Aroi. Rava doesn't have an option to say, I go without Minyan Aroi. Doesn't even have such an option. Now let's go a little weiter. Most difficult sugya in the Mesichta. The Gemara says like this. Dilma deftu be minyan aroi. Dama rove minyan aroi poitam. Elo mehelda tanya. Now the Rambam, if you still have the Rambam from last week, the Rambam seems to be mezakish toril bei trei, if you look at the Rambam. The Rambam reads here in Perek Ches Halacha Ches, Korel Tshia Asiri, V'nishar Asiri B'dil, Hatshi Yoichol B'mumoy, that's the Alfik Zeres HaKos, I was just telling the Bianchi, V'zesh Neser B'dil Maisa, V'af Alpi Shelo Yotso, V'loi Birigoy, it doesn't make a difference, Asiri Me'elo B'Skadish, okay, that's Poshet, that's Lovitz Din, right? Mesa siri bedir, hachi yoicha b'mumoy, v'chol ha-shmoyne shiyotsu v'nimnu pturim. Now listen to this. Now the Rambam should say, based on our Gemara, because asiri me'el of Niskadish, like he himself just said. No, he says, minyan aroi. V'chol shmoyne shiyotsu v'nimnu pturim. V'af al-pi shaloi Niskadish asiri shalohem likorev. Even though it got Kedusha, but it never got Kedusha to go on the Mizbech because it died. Elomeis koidim shiyotso, shaminyin oroi poitel. Min oroi poitel. Sasir meil of Kodesh. Zok the Lecha Mishnah, lomalei haich taime, says the Lecha Mishnah. The Lecha Mishnah says, what do you mean? Our kaimel and we paskin that the Asir meil of his Kodesh, lehu tzuch bigamol haich taime, lehu tchoiz divrei rove. The Lecha Mishnah says the Gemara only needed that to push off Rava. The Oma Asiri Kodesh Me'elov. Aval Anan Kaimelon Kerova Leitzrichin L'Taim Ed Minyan Aroi. You hear this? We don't need Minyan Aroi. It's there. We don't need it. What in the world does that mean? We don't need it. We don't need it. We have it. It's built in. When you count the number one, you don't have an option to go, oh, you know what, I'll make it part with Minyan Aroi. Hey, you know what, forget it. It's not up to you. If you would say, you know what, number one, Al Tanai, it's Chayiv and Ma'aseh Behemah still. You'll be Master Masha Kol Zabat Torah, it's my book. It wouldn't even work. So the Lech HaMishnah make this is optional. Well, if you hold like Chavah, then you part with Minyan Aroi. Then you part with Asir Meir of Kodesh. If you don't hold like Chavah, then Minyan Aroi. There's not an option. This is what it is. But that's what Lech HaMishnah says. That was a pellet.
It looks like it is. Hashem is Chayiv Be'elov. It has to be such a theory as Koron is on his bear. Or not, or Ramon Mashmah. It has to be such a theory that he come on his bear.
You're not hearing what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, you never come on, have to come on to Hashem Be'elov Kodesh. It's always Minyan Aroi. It's always Minyan Aroi. For the nine that came out, it's always Minyan Aroi. They already became Potter. They're already Potter. There's nothing to do. They're already Potter. Now, the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Tani Tana says the Gemara, Elo Mehoda Tani, this is the proof. Korol Chi Asiri V'Nishtayir Asiri B'dir. You called 9, 10, and then the 10 was left in the deer. Hachi niyakob b'mumay. How's the gzeres hakos? For asiri maisa. So how's the 10th one maisa? For tani hachi chulun. Tani kama rav sheish, amani rav shim ba-yuhudi. The tani rav shim ba-yudayim, mishim rav shimin, the top of nuntes on the base, af hachi, ein a kodesh alam kein nek ha-shem asiri yemenu. The 9th one is only kodesh, only if you call the 10th one the 9th. But otherwise, if the 10th one is 10, then not. Now what do you mean? I thought Asiri Meil of Neskadesh. Vadin Noisen. Uma Achadasa Shavoyse Kedusha Likorev. Number 11. Okay, which actually gets Kedusha. Okay? Einei Kodesh Olam Kein Nek Hashem Asiri Menu. You have to call number 9. Number 10, 9. Sheesh, ain't I sick of the shilly card? Ain't I didn't shame that Hashem Asiri Amenu in Eloi Loi? The Gemara goes back and forth with this far. So the Gemara basically is saying is that it may be in order for number 9 to have Kedusha, it has to be that number 10 was also mislabeled. Meaning, if you call number 9 10, and then you call number 10 10, then number 9 won't have Kedusha. Because number 9 can only have Kedusha when it's followed by a flawed number 10. But if it's followed by a bona fide number 10, then then number 10 rewrites that number 9 is number 9. In other words, if number 9, simply reading, you can learn the pshat like this. Number 9 could be qualified as number 9 either by you identifying it as number 9 or by it being bordered by number 8 and number 10. Okay, so then it's in the middle, it's number 9, because it's surrounded by the right numbers. So then it's cornered in, then it's 9. That's what it says. Now, I don't understand. I thought if you hold Asiri Meil of Kodesh, the 10th one is number 10 regardless. Before you even say number 10. Right, which is really what we hold. That's what I'm saying. I'm sorry, this is the third, we'll need a third shiur on this. So, if the Olam for next week, you don't need to look up more things, but if you could just look through again the Rambams and the Chazon Ish, and just finish to the next Mishnah, just go finish the Sugya, it'll be very helpful.